Alléluia, Alléluia. Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him, also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus healing, by that time, of course, to heal the disease. On the other hand, most important, to heal the heart. All the time, when Jesus meet people, he want them to change the heart into his. A kind of openness to the will of God, not to seek self-glory. When Jesus did miracles, the devil said, "You are the Son of God." Jesus stopped them to shout, not because he's not the Son of God, but because they built a wrong idea. By that time, when they said Son of God means the Messiah, the one who is a political leader. But Jesus came on earth not to become a politician. He came to change heart, change our heart. So important, so to pray, ask him to change our heart. That's what he said to disciples, also to us. Whatever we do to the least, to me. So whatever we do today, no matter whom, just imagine, Jesus is there. Jesus wants us to treat them as if he would treat Jesus. This is a change of heart. So ask Jesus to give us this openness and the kind of simplicity and humility. Do whatever is the name of Jesus. Open our heart. Let Jesus work. Tell Jesus, "I trust in you."